Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 197. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experience with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I am talking about some updates on my new AI tool that I've been using for the show. I'm also going to be talking about some critical comments that are kind of changing things with this show as well, with one of the Ray Taylor Show shows, specifically Top 5. I'm going to be talking about that and the comments that inspired those changes that will be happening eventually. And I am talking about my TikTok shop issues that I've been having. I'm going to be talking about my week on a personal level as I do, including my health and fitness journey that I've been on. And as always, at the end of every episode, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for at the end of every episode, as I do at the end of every episode of Ray's Day. Something fine. Let's take a brief intermission from our show. Imagine, dear listeners, a piece of art that does more than just decorate a wall. Visualize owning a limited edition print from The Many Faces, a series that melds the beauty of the abstract with the allure of the surreal. Each print is a conversation piece, a slice of artistic wonder in your own home. But what really elevates these prints, they come with my personal signature and unique number, marking their authenticity and exclusivity. And guess what? Indulging in this art won't empty your wallets. Starting from just $5 for a 4x6 print, these prints are designed to be accessible, fitting both your space and your budget. To art enthusiasts, collectors, or anyone who cherishes one-of-a-kind pieces, this is your moment. Transform your living space with a touch of artistic elegance. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com to select your exclusive limited edition print today. And now, let's return to the show with that extra bit of inspiration. So as far as the show, The Ray Taylor Show, I'm settling in nicely to using the new AI tool that edits out clips for me. Opus Clip is the tool that I've been using the past couple weeks, kind of settling into the whole workflow of everything. Still have a few minor issues that I need to iron out in regards to scheduling. There was also a moment where the website that Opus Clip, that I edit the videos and go through and select which videos I want, preview the videos, select which ones I want, and then kind of make any adjustments or tweaks that I need to make. And that's also where I can download and schedule posts to be automatically posted. So I have a few tweaks that need to work out. The website itself kind of stopped working for a moment, but I was able to get it back working, and basically like the video clips weren't loading on the website. I don't know what that was. Not sure if it was on my end or theirs, but I was able to. I restarted my browser, and when I refreshed the page, it seemed to work. So maybe it was a caching issue on my end. I don't know, but we'll see if I run into any speed bumps. Other than that, the process of editing everything went really well, right? The scheduling aspect, most of the videos that were scheduled didn't get posted, but I think that's because I scheduled everything on the same time, and I think that's more of an issue with the social media platforms that I'm trying to post these clips to more than the service. So I'm going to try and stagger those this week for this week's clips. But it's been great. It's been a great new addition. It's completely eliminated what was my least favorite job to do in regards to this show, while at the same time, it's also producing so much more content. Instead of me just every week not wanting to just do three clips per episode, which was like my minimum for as long as I've been doing clips, was just kind of my minimum. I'm going to be doing three clips every episode. And doing this, you know, I'm getting anywhere from three clips to 13 clips, sometimes even more. So just understanding how to manage all that. But it's not only eliminated one of my least favorite jobs, but is doing a far better job than I would have doing this kind of content. Like, I never would have been able to do this manually. So it's been a great addition to the workflow, as it were. As far as changes that I'm going to be making to the show Top 5, which is a show that comes out Sundays where I rank movies in a variety of categories, I had some of my clips, some of my newer clips, got a lot of criticism for specifically me reading off of my script. Top 5 is a show that is far more scripted than any of the other shows that I do. All the other shows that I do, for the most part, I have notes that I look at throughout the episode on my iPad, on a teleprompter app on my iPad. Some things I say verbatim as they're written down. Some things are just ideas that I want to remember to talk about. And with Top 5, because as far as I was concerned, I was like, the big thing is making sure that I rank these movies in the order that I want. And then what the bulk of the episode was telling the movies. And then I enjoyed telling, giving information on these movies. Sometimes interesting information that I didn't even know about, that I was using AI and AI, my ChatGPT, to write. And it's something that I noticed and is something that I was thinking about improving and changing, and got a lot of, I think just from a couple people, but a lot of comments. I got some other comments that were just rude. These weren't necessarily rude. I didn't go back with them or communicate with these guys. But mostly because they were right. They weren't completely right in that all of the other shows that I do don't have that same kind of cadence. But I do understand that, yes, I'm mostly reading very kind of dry content on Top 5 in describing and talking about each of the movies that I had ranked. So I've made some changes. There's a few potential changes that I could have done. And what I chose to do for this week, so I will see how that goes in the next episode that I record, which is going to be Top 5. I will see, I decided to go less is more. So instead of having fleshed out descriptions of things, I have basically just bullet points. So it will be more on me to communicate the information in more of a natural way. So that's my first attempt, is going to be to go more minimal. The other way I could go would be having the information rewritten in a way that sounds more natural. So if this week doesn't work, if it's just horrible, then I will try the other thing, which will be more work than I was doing before. This is basically the same amount of work I was doing before, but hopefully just the change in how I format it on my teleprompter will elicit more of a natural kind of me dispensing that information, more of a natural way. So we'll see. I loosened it up a little bit more so I can, because I mean, I noticed it when I was going through the clips, like a lot of the clips were just me reading descriptions of movies and talk, and just me reading like the accolades or critical responses to movies, and very little of it was me actually talking about these movies from my perspective. So I'm changing that, and hopefully that will just improve everything and eliminate all of those concerns that were justified. They weren't educated in all of my work. It was kind of some broad strokes being being shared in those comments, but it is what it is. So we'll see. We'll see how it works. Fingers crossed. I'm hopeful. I mean, I know I can. The way I did it way before would be more natural, but it's more work for me to like take notes of things, which I should probably do anyway. I don't know. And then also doing these best of the year kind of picks, it's a little bit different. It is what it is, but message received, and I'm trying to, you know, the majority of criticism I get online is ignored. And this one, surprisingly, I was like, yeah, you're kind of right. You're kind of right. I can do that better. So, you know, it is what it is. But the reason I like the current format is I love the breakdowns that are really thorough. And I liked adding all of that information to those movies that I didn't even know, a lot of the stuff I didn't even know. So it was far more in-depth information, which I'm still trying to maintain some of that, trying to get the best of both worlds. I'm trying to maintain the level of information, but in a way where I dispense that information in a more natural way. So we'll see how that goes. As far as this week, I was sick this past week. I last Sunday, producing the show, towards the end of the night, I started feeling sick, where it was headache, sinus congestion, sneezing, runny nose, like crazy sneezing and runny nose. And then woke up Monday just feeling like garbage, even worse Tuesday. So when Wednesday came around and I woke up feeling like garbage, I was like, okay, I'm just not going to paint today. I'm going to take the day off, which is fine. But yeah, so I was sick, so I didn't do any live painting, which is fine. I'm going to be releasing, old clips from the previous 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks. Kind of the top seven paintings over the last 3 weeks. I'm going to be, you know, putting content. So there'll be social media content coming out for the many faces of paintings that I've done in the past 3 weeks. So that'll kind of take place. So you won't really be lacking on content and social media necessarily. But as far as paintings you can purchase, only 3 weeks are available in the 2024 collection. As far as the TikTok shop, I've been having some difficulties with that, specifically related to my ability to paint, to post content. So all of the painting videos that I post on all my other social media stuff, I post also on my TikTok shop in order to show people the paintings and to have content, because they want content for your products. And it's like, this content I'm already making, here you go. And then all of a sudden, like Tuesday of last week, it was, due to too many community violations, you're unable to upload any content. I looked through everything in my account. Not a single violation ever recorded. Nothing shows ever. I finally got a hold of somebody. Their AI bot troubleshooting thing is worthless. Finally was able to chat with a human being over, you know, instant messenger customer service thing, and they're like, okay, we see that there's something on your account, and we removed it, so you should be able to post everything now. And I'm like, okay, well, what was this violation that I did? I mean, like, what's the point? Like, shouldn't I know what the violation is so I can like avoid it? Which there's no way of violation. All of my paintings are just painting videos, unless like seeing my tattoos is somehow in violation of community guidelines. I don't know what it would have been, because it's all the audio for all of those clips was the approved TikTok shop audio, right? So I'm not doing any kind of copyright infringement on music that I'm not allowed to use. Visually, nothing obscene or bad. I'm not insulting anybody. I'm not even commenting to anybody. It's like, there's no reason there would be any reason to be a content violation. But if there is, I want to know. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I deleted it, so I can't tell you. I don't know what it is. I'm like, oh. So there's no record of this? Like, you're able to permanently delete a violation? And then I went and checked, like, when this person told me that the violation was lifted, I instantly opened up my TikTok app, and all of the content for that day was in my drafts because it wasn't able to be posted. So I just tried to post one of the things from my drafts, and I still get the same thing. And I'm like, what? Okay, wait, you didn't fix anything. First off, you can't tell me what my violation is, and now I still can't do anything. And they're like, I'm sorry, I don't know what this issue is. I'm going to put a higher level status on this issue and set it on up to somebody that might be able to help you. And this is reminding me so much of this, the meal prep service I had before switching, that I was having constant, I was constantly on customer service, where it's like they can't answer my questions and they can't fix things, and inevitably they're just lying to me. So I'm like, okay. And they're like, it can take anywhere from 24 to 48 hours before somebody can get back to you. And I'm like, so I just can't. So, like, I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to make money on TikTok and trying to build my account and trying to build my audience. And I can't do that. You can't tell me why I can't do that. And you can't fix it so that I can just start posting stuff. Like, they can't tell me anything. It turned from, like, kind of an effortless fix to finally I got a hold of somebody, they're going to fix it, to be like, oh, nothing has changed. We don't have any answers for you, and you're going to have to wait a couple more days. Which, by the way, it's been 3 days at least since that conversation, and I still can't post anything. So now I got to wait till tomorrow, and I got to do one of the many things I got to do on Monday morning is try and hassle with TikTok Shop in order to do, to fix my account in some way so I can post content again. It's amazing how these third-party shops, right? TikTok Shop, Etsy, these things where it's like, oh, come on and sell your products. We encourage people to start businesses and sell products. And both of these platforms seem to do everything to keep you from selling stuff. It is amazing. So I'm not very happy with TikTok Shop right now. I'm still able to post my products. So all 3 weeks of new paintings are all up and available to purchase. I just can't post content for some reason. I can't post my making of videos for the paintings that I have for sale. So, of course, I have zero engagement on my TikTok Shop. There's no content, so nobody's checking out my shop to potentially buy something. It's just, at this point, a waste of time. So hopefully I can get that fixed, maybe get some answers. Hopefully next week I'll have an update. But it's a headache. It's just nonstop headaches. It's ridiculous. Let's take a quick break from the show. Listeners, are you ready to take your experience with the Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Dive into Inspired Disorder Plus. For just $5 a month, you unlock a world of premium content that's sure to satisfy your every entertainment and artistic craving. Imagine enjoying The Ray Taylor Show, a full week of episodes completely ad-free in both audio and video formats. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Get exclusive access to the live painting archives, be the first to lay your eyes on the many faces, and enjoy members-only discounts and deals that'll have you coming back for more. With a treasure trove that includes a podcast back catalog boasting 14 unique shows and over 600 episodes, personal insights through my personal blog, creative writing to spark your imagination, and an interactive Ask Me Anything section, Inspire Disorder Plus is a feast for the curious mind. Ready to elevate your entertainment game? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become a member of an exclusive club. Dive in, indulge, and inspire your senses. Now let's get back to the show. So on a personal note, we got the business stuff out of the way. On a personal note, let's start with what I've been watching, which of course turns into business stuff because it usually turns into a review or a top five episode, which I'm very ahead on top five episodes, not only because of top five TV shows, top five movies, I've got top five Adam Sandler 90s comedies or 90s movies already done and ready to go. And I'm almost done with the top five Ip Man, which is a franchise that I had heard things about many times. Finally got around to watching these movies. It's been on a potential top five list for a while and finally did it. Man, they're so good. They're like modern day. They're like classic kung fu. It's like a classic kung fu movies, but told with modern day technology, modern day storytelling techniques, which I love. Great fighting. I'm loving this franchise. Some movies are definitely better than others. It's not the greatest. There's some like, okay. Like every franchise, it's interesting. But I've been enjoying watching those movies. I've also, as far as like YouTube shows / podcasts, I noticed that one of my favorite podcasts from like a year or two ago, Scissor Brothers, had their final episode. And I stopped watching them a while ago. Just, you know, things happen. I fall off. I stop keeping up with certain shows that I'm subscribed to. But I noticed I went on YouTube for something. I went on YouTube to watch Totally Fucked Up, the movie I reviewed Wednesday. But I noticed they had the last episode, so I watched their final episode, which was kind of sad, but it was funny. I enjoyed it. I love those guys. I want the best. Stevie Wiebe and Jeremiah Watkins, two great comedians, creative dudes, and sad that they're ending the show, but it was a great show and kind of made me want to go back and rewatch a lot of episodes that I've missed. Like they've grown a lot since I started watching them when they first started and then kind of fell off, and the growth that they've had over the years, it's been great. So Scissor Brothers, rest in peace. Love that show. You see their shirts on this show every once in a while. I have a couple of their shirts. That I watched. I also started watching a new show, an advice show called We're Here to Help, hosted by Gareth Reynolds and Jake Johnson. Gareth Reynolds is an old buddy of mine. He's been on many of my previous podcasts. We've had the opportunity to hang out in the past in LA when a bunch of my podcast friends all got together and met up in LA, and we got to hang out. And Gareth is a really good dude, and he's got a great podcast called The Dollop that he does. But he just started this podcast with his friend Jake Johnson, who is a star of – he's a movie star, TV star. I don't know how much of a star he is, but he was in that Zooey Deschanel TV show, and then he was in a Hulu movie that I watched and really liked, haven't reviewed it, and I forget what it was called, but it is a great premise, and it was a fun show. And I'm enjoying their show, their podcast, We're Here to Help. They take calls. It's an advice show. The people calling in are vetted, so they tend to do a good job matching the caller with the guest. They have some guests on that are actors and comedians and friends and things like that. And they give really interesting, creative advice. I really enjoy the show. It's really funny. They have really good guests. And it's kind of like a pitch meeting almost. Like the person comes on, they tell them the situation, they lay out the question that they want answered or have advice with. And then Gareth, Jake, and their guests will kind of brainstorm some ideas and kind of pitch ideas to this person and kind of understand what they're looking for, right? Because they want them to be happy with whatever they go away with. And it's also kind of an exercise in a lot of ways for Gareth and Jake to pitch creative ideas of how to answer these people's issues. I really love the show. If you're looking for, if that sounds at all interesting to you, or if you're a fan of The Dollop, you're aware of Gareth Reynolds, who has a stand-up special on YouTube right now. It's a great show. The episodes are pretty short, like 30 to 40 minutes. It's usually one, maybe two calls per episode. Very entertaining. I enjoyed that. I watched a bunch of episodes of that last night. Stayed up pretty late watching episodes of that show. I really enjoyed it. And might continue while editing this week's episodes. But as far as my week personally, started feeling sick on Sunday, headaches, sneezing, like I said. Woke up worse Monday and then again Tuesday. And, you know, I was really hoping to get over it fast and that it didn't get in my lungs. Because usually this, you know, this time of year and then usually in the fall are the two times of year when I'll get sick. And it will start off with, like, in my head congestion, runny nose, and then I'll get, like, a post-nasal drip, and I'll just wake up, and I'll have, like, a cough, a gnarly cough, and then it usually turns into bronchitis, and then it takes, like, a month to get over it because I don't have health insurance, and over-the-counter medicine only works so well. But I'm in a pretty healthy space right now. I was just coming off of a Sunday night. I thought it may have been the fasting, because Thursday and Sunday I fast all day. I'm in the middle of like a 40-hour fast on those days. So I thought maybe it was just from fasting that I had the headache and that like maybe my allergies were acting up. But then it was clear, like I just felt like garbage on Monday and Tuesday. Thankfully, I was still able to get everything done for the most part. It didn't really take me out as much as it could have. And also Wednesday, so when I decided not to paint, of course, throughout the course of the day Wednesday, I started feeling better. So it is what it is, but I'm glad I got over it. Started feeling better Sunday. Thursday, I felt pretty good, and then just kind of slowly feeling better and better. I still kind of feel a little congested, as like when I'm talking and doing these podcasts, I feel like there's some, you know, some blockage up in my head still, but nothing like it was at the beginning of the week. So I'm happy I was doing nasal rinses. I went through like a half a gallon of purified water, of distilled water, doing nasal rinses with the little nasal rinse packages. Just putting so much water through my nose to just clear out as much as possible. Got some decent cold medicine. Made sure to stay warm and rest and all the things. Ate good food as I've been doing. So thankfully I got over it really soon and feeling a lot better. Still not 100%, but still feeling way better. Also this week I got, my roommate got a, for the front door of the house, she got one of those smart door locks where you can use your thumbprint or your fingerprint to open the door. And that has been so convenient over the past few months that it's been installed that I decided to get one for my door to my little studio space. So I don't have to think about keys. I don't have to think about, oh, I got to leave it unlocked. I got to, you know, lock it. I just like, it's just so easy. I can unlock it with my phone. I can unlock it with my thumb. And then it does have a key in case like the battery dies or whatever. But I enjoy it. It makes it so convenient. As far as my plants are concerned, a couple of them aren't looking that great. They have shed a lot of leaves, but they're still going. So I'm hoping that I got this app. I signed up for an app that I see on social media all the time, where it's like the app where you take a picture of your plant and it tells you exactly how to fix your plant. There's a few different apps out there that do that, but I got one of them. And from what it says, none of them they're not sick. So, okay, good. Maybe it's just the shock from being transplanted, whatever. The other thing that this app does is that it does a lot of things that I haven't done. But one of the things that I love is that it has individual watering schedules, misting schedules, pruning schedules, fertilizing schedules for all of the plants. So you go through, you add your plants that you have, you take a picture of it. It tells you what the plant is, right? You select it, you add it to the plants that you own. And then for each plant has its own, like, this is the kind of environment that it likes. This is like the kind of watering schedule, this kind of misting schedule. And then it literally gives me updates on my phone every day that I need to water or mist or fertilize any of my plants. So I'm hoping that with this schedule, they won't die on me, that I'll be able to get them to a point where they're starting to grow because they're all so tiny right now. And then my roommate also gave me this herb garden, but it's only for one herb. And it has little grow lights on it for like indoor growing your own herbs. So I'm going to use that to grow basil, but I'm also using it as like just a artificial light source for my plants, my indoor plants, just to get started growing. Because there's plants that I want to put around that will produce vines that will work in different places better once they start growing more. So I'm hoping that this light will allow the plants to get their necessary light. And right now, this time of year, it gets dark at 4 p.m. The amount of sunlight is very indirect and not that long. So I'm hoping this will help get these plants through the winter season and get them growing and healthy so that when spring and summer come along, they can really thrive. I also tried propagating my roommate. I took a snip. Don't tell my roommate. I took a snip of her pothos plant, which is a plant that I had, one of the last live plants that I had that did so well. Like, it's such an easy plant to take care of. Especially, it was in my 20s where it's like taking care of a plant was like ridiculous. But the pothos, so I'm trying to propagate that. So fingers crossed that goes well. Because I want one of those as well. That's a plant that I really enjoy. So we'll see. And I've like got ideas to maybe, my roommate said she has other grow lights that she got because she thought she was going to start planting a bunch of stuff. So if she actually has those, she hasn't given them to me yet, but she actually has those, then I might expand into trying to grow more things indoors as well as some things outdoors. Like I'm thinking about growing stuff that like I can obviously can kind of use to not just decorate my living space, but also, you know, some things that I can eat, some things that I can use, like sage, for instance. Would love to grow sage just for like an incense smudging of, you know, I love the smell of sage. I burn a lot of incense. And if I had a sage plant that I could just pick from and dry out the leaves and burn those, I would much rather do that than buying incense. Herbs that I want to do. I'm thinking about doing maybe rosemary and mint. The one that I have, what is the one that I have? It is basil. I looked at what like the most popular, like the most common herb used in recipes that I think also has health benefits or something like that. Forget what the exact search was, and it was basil, which is what I got. Which is what she got when she got the thing. So I'm going to try planting that basil. But I might do other herbs as well, like mint and rosemary, which are herbs that I will probably use. Peppers, like jalapeno peppers or maybe serrano peppers. And then tomatoes would probably, even though like a lot of fact that I do this meal preps thing, I don't really need to buy produce. I don't need to grow produce. But those are things that I wouldn't mind growing that I've done before and is, you know, satisfying to like eat the things that you grow. So we'll see. And maybe even some teas. Like I would love to have a hibiscus plant. I love hibiscus tea, but even something like chamomile or lavender, like there's some teas that I would like to be able to grow as well. So we'll see what this turns into, but plants is like the new hobby for me. Cooking is a hobby of mine, and then now like growing plants is my thing, kind of having kind of this indoor garden, indoor outdoor kind of gardening situation. So we'll see how that goes. As far as my health and fitness goals and the journey that I've been on, for those that aren't aware, of on my birthday I was just kind of very I'd like had enough. I was at 160 pounds. I felt like garbage. I was like, this is ridiculous. I need to change something. My goal is to get down to 180 pounds. So I'm looking to lose 80 pounds. And currently I am at 247 pounds. So lost somewhere around, you know, 13 pounds. And I think this past week, I'm going to be really interested to see where I'm at tomorrow when I weigh myself. And I think I'm doing measurements this week as well. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any change in my measurements and my weight because I feel like it has been. I didn't have anything in my diet like the fudgy wudgy peanut butter brownie cookies from last week. So I've been, and my, like, the crazy thing is, like, clearly not a big change from the previous week because of those fudgy wudgy cookies, which I thought they might. But what I've noticed this past week is that I have far less of an appetite. Like, on Friday, after I broke my fast, I now end my fast with it's like protein veggie powder that also has probiotics. It's made by Natural Earth. It's one of those major supplement brands. I forget the name of them, but it's, I was looking for something, initially was looking for kind of a veggie drink with probiotics to start after a fast, just to get something in my system to replenish my gut with healthy bacteria, you know, do the right thing, start it off really right after a fast. And there's stuff that I've used before, like Ultimate Greens and things like that, that really have a bad taste in my mouth. But I saw the one that also had the addition of protein, and it's all vegetable protein. It's got all the stuff, right? So it's got protein, it's got veggies, it's got probiotics, enzymes, and then all of that stuff. So I've been starting breaking my fast with that. Even got one of those little mixer cups that has the electronic mixer. So it's like not really a blender because they're not blades, but it mixes your drink, which is perfect. Way better than like the metal ball that's in the thing that you shake, which cleaning the metal ball is a pain in the ass. And this is just so much easier. I love this thing. Rechargeable. It lasts like a week before you have to charge it. It's just easy. You pour the liquid in, you pour the powder in, you press a button. It mixes it for like 30 seconds and then you're good to go. I love it. And it's also, so I've started, it broke my fast with that, but then, and then I usually take, like, I'll drink a bunch of water. So at the end of my fast, I'm full. I'm so full. And then it takes a couple hours before, you know, the water gets processed and everything. And then I kind of start getting an appetite again. And then that's when I'll start to eat. And what I've noticed, like, on Friday, I made a cream of mushroom soup, was the recipe that I got. Absolutely delicious. Super rich. It's like mushrooms, of course, but also like milk and a lot of butter and sour cream, and it just super rich, super rich. Like I could only eat half of it and then save the second half for Saturday. And normally I would have finished it. Normally I would have finished it in one day. And now it's supposed to be a single serving, but it's the only meal I ate. So that was like the only, I had some, came with some garlic bread. I made some garlic bread with it. And then I had some fruit as well. And then the next day I had the same thing. And then before the end on Saturday night, before my fast started again, which was the beginning of a 40-hour fast, which I'm in the middle of right now, I decided to cook a steak, because one of the add-on items that I get for like a dollar through my meal prep thing is the steak. They give me a ranch steak for a dollar, which is amazing to just have a steak on hand. So I was like, last night before, like it was at 7 o'clock, my fast started at 8. I'm like, I think I'm going to just fry up that steak and eat that steak for like one last meal before I eat again Monday at noon. And it was delicious. I mean, these steaks are amazing anyway. They're so good. But it was, I put the rest of, I had made a kind of a salsa for, I forget what I made earlier. I think it was like burritos or something earlier in the week. So I had that left over. So I made the steak, sliced it up, just put all of the salsa, which is like tomatoes and jalapenos and onion and salt and pepper all over it. And it was absolutely delicious. It was kind of my final meal to hold me over for 40 hours. But yeah, I'm eating smaller portions, which is great. I don't have the hunger cravings that I did before. I'm ending my fast with this protein and vegetable drink to just make sure my body is replenished with its vital nutrients right away. And I'm making sure I drink a bunch of water. Like this is, I have my, made sure I had it here. So this is my gallon of water that right now it's about, well, it's almost halfway. And I've been finishing this way before. Like, I'm drinking more water than just this now. But it's good having this. I start my day, fill this water bottle up, so I know that at least I get the bare minimum water for the day. And everything else is extra. It's great. So I've made sure to stay hydrated, which is something that's important when you're fasting, to make sure you're staying hydrated. I put a little pinch of Himalayan sea salt in the water to make sure that it has some minerals in it while I'm drinking, to make sure that my electrolytes are right and stuff like that while I'm fasting. But that's it. I don't do my multivitamin. All I do when I fast is I drink water, or I'll drink unsweetened tea if I feel like drinking tea, which this past week I didn't really – I haven't been drinking caffeine at all. I've just been, it's been kind of, I felt kind of great. Aside from being sick, that is. Aside from being sick, I felt pretty great. Like in fasting, like today, I'm not hungry at all. I haven't had any hunger pains. I haven't eaten since 8 p.m. yesterday. It's right now, it's almost 6 o'clock. So it's almost been 24 hours since I've had anything to eat. I've had a half a gallon of water to drink so far, and I'll easily finish that while I'm editing. And then tomorrow at noon, when my fast is up, I will make a glass of my protein and veggie and probiotic drink, which is vanilla flavored, which is nice. Drink that. The first two times I made it with coconut water, which is absolutely delicious, which I might do. Again, I might just start buying coconut water to add with that first bit of nutrition after a fast. but yeah, it's been great. You know, I get full fast. It takes forever before I get hungry again. It just feels good kind of rebooting my relationship with food in a way that I've never had before in my life. Like, I've always had a very dysfunctional relationship with food, obviously. I've been fat my whole life. And in my 20s, I was partying a lot and not eating a lot and probably not staying hydrated. Like, I was probably the thinnest and best shape. I was working out all the time also, but I wasn't eating good food. I wasn't well hydrated. I was taking, like, you know, over-the-counter kind of, like, stuff that had ephedra in it that gave me, like, false energy. Like, I was doing a lot of things in my 20s that were just very unhealthy to lose weight. And in this process, not worrying about working out yet, not worrying about any of the fitness stuff yet, and just getting my diet dialed in, and just making sure that I understand I get my relationship with food correct first and foremost, and seeing what that will do to my weight. Also not drinking, you know, eating good food, eating clean, doing all the things, smoking a lot of weed. But yeah, seeing how my body responds to that first. And then once I start losing some weight, I'll start adding in more exercising and doing those things, yoga, doing body weight exercises, and then eventually moving on to like kettlebell and just really strengthening myself. And it's weird because I feel like I've been working out. I feel stronger now. I feel healthier, but I feel stronger now too, which is good. I think it's just because I feel healthy. I'm not processing garbage through my body all the time. So we'll see. Feels good. Fasting just totally rewired everything for me. You know, not hungry, wanting snacks all the time, not even thinking about snacks. Because it's like, after fasting for like 40 hours, it's just like, okay, I've got my water. I just don't, and I'm not hungry. It's so weird. It's so weird. It's been great. It's been great. Which I think is also contributed to my overall better mental health, which has been good. I mentioned that I kind of felt like depression creeping in. That never really sunk in any way. Maybe the me getting sick kind of did something to that in some way, but I stopped. I haven't had those feelings of depression creeping in. So yeah, kind of just been balanced and good, which is good. I'm very happy. That's another side effect to this change that I'm very happy for. But as far as what I am thankful for, at the end of every episode of Raised Days, I talk about something that I'm thankful for. And this week, I'm thankful for just cold medicine. It is like being sick with medicine sucks. It sucks being sick, despite the fact that we have all of these different kinds of modern medicines to help alleviate symptoms and help us get better faster, right? I can't imagine what it was like before medicine when you just were sick, you know, and you watch movies. I watch movies like the Apu trilogies, Indian amazing trilogy of films from India. And it's like every time somebody got sick in that movie, you knew they were dying because it was at a time and in a place where there wasn't a lot of good medical options available. And even though I don't have insurance, which makes it so the vast majority of actual medicine isn't necessarily available to me in the way I wish it was, still there's like great over-the-counter stuff that helps when you're sick. And it doesn't necessarily, it's not magic, but it's better than just being sick and hoping your immune system deals with it. This is why people died all the time. That's why the life expectancy was so horrible. Because people just got sick and then had no way to get over it and just died. And yeah. And this past week was one of the most efficient getting over a cold that I've ever had, that I could think of in a long time. Because usually when I get sick, it takes forever to get over it. And maybe because it's not, I'm not drinking. Maybe it's because I'm not drinking and I'm fasting as well. Maybe it's because I'm not drinking, I'm fasting and eating good quality food when I am eating. It could be all of those things that contributed to me getting it over it really quick. But medicine in general, like that's just to be able to like help your symptoms. So it's like, oh, you can breathe a little bit. Oh, your nose, you're not just constantly sneezing or snot just like constantly coming out of your nose, or you're just not coughing up. You're not just damaging your throat coughing constantly. It's I'm very thankful for the minor amount of medicine that I have access to. Not that I don't have access to real medicine. It's just it comes at a very high price tag, which would devastate me. It would devastate most people in this country. So yeah. As far as upcoming events, the only thing I have booked are my live paintings every Wednesday. Of course, I took last Wednesday off, but I'm feeling good. Maybe I'll do 3 weeks on, 1 week off of painting. It was kind of nice to just do 3 weeks, and I like the work that I produced in those 3 weeks, and it opens up a week for me to work on other projects. So keep that in mind. If you show up on a Wednesday at 4:20 to YouTube and I'm not there, just think maybe I took the week off. But you can go to inspireddisorder.com/events for details on all of my upcoming live and local events. Hopefully I will be getting a car soon, and hopefully I'll be doing some live local shows, maybe some shows out of town if I need to drive to like San Diego or LA to do something. But yeah, all of those will be available on my events page, inspireddisorder.com/events. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I'll see you all next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.